W Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. The Powerball jackpot is now up to $935 million. Last night, no winner. Next drawing will be Saturday. Cash payout is just shy of $450 million. Meanwhile, that billion-dollar ticket for Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing, it was not a quick pick. A shopper actually chose all six winning numbers. At the ShopRite in Neptune Township, Monmouth County, which was a madhouse, when folks realized that's where the life-changing ticket was sold.
Most people are either happy that their community was the site of a big win.
This is wonderful. It's so exciting.
I'm so happy for the person who won, and I'm glad that it's this ShopRite.
Or sick.
I'm telling you, I'm going to pass out any second. I'm nauseous at this point.
Some folks say the dream isn't quite over. Maybe it's someone they know that just hasn't shared the news yet.
If it was one of my family members or one of my newfound friends or a great uncle that I didn't know about, sure, I'd be willing to participate. In that joy.
One thing everyone could agree on, my $4 win Tuesday night is not worth mentioning on air. In Monmouth County, with four more dollars, Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The investigation into the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore is only now underway, but some new information this morning. The Coast Guard says the ship that hit that bridge did undergo routine maintenance before leaving the dock, but no problems were reported on the engines. Investigators have boarded the ship. They've begun to collect evidence. The bodies of the two men, located inside a red pickup truck submerged in about 25 feet of water, have been brought up. The search for four others has been suspended. State investigators say a school district in Burlington County has likely been treating its female employees unfairly.
The state attorney general's office and division on civil rights found probable cause in three cases. All involve allegations that the Cinnaminson Board of Ed violated state discrimination law as well as the New Jersey Family Leave Act by not letting women come back to previous coaching positions while on leave after having babies. State law protects the right to part-time work while on family leave. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News time, 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Time to get away.
Get away.
It's your chance to win a free spring getaway to Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Atlantic City.
This hour's code word is hotel. H-O-T-E-L. Hotel.
Enter this code word right now on our New Jersey 101.5 app to win. Good luck from New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, this is Eric Scott for the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It's the only one I have downloaded onto my phone, the only one I use, the only one I will recommend to you because it is now opening day for baseball, except in Philly. Zach Wheeler will pitch the opener tomorrow. Bronx Bombers open today in Houston. Full card of games today. Check the Bet Parks app for the latest odds, offers, and specials like odds boosts and more. And you can bet more than the score. You can bet individual player performances for strikeouts, home runs, RBIs, and more. And there are 16 teams left in the college basketball tournament. Action tonight. Arizona, 7.5-point favorite over Clemson. UConn, 11.5-point favorite against San Diego. North Carolina, 4.5 points against Alabama, and Iowa State, 1.5 favorite against Illinois. Now, if you're a new user and you download the Bet Parks app with me now, just make a winning $10 sports bet and you'll get $125 in sports book bonus back. BetParks.com for all the details. What a great offer to get started. But you must be 21 and in PA, New Jersey, Maryland, or Ohio. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. You love to play, you play to win, you bet. So Bet Parks. Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Crash on Route 109 southbound, south of Route 35, down to Route 9. Two left lanes are blocked. Traffic is stacked up out of Avenel, southbound Route 109. Also, northbound 9 is very heavy past Green Street and the Woodbridge Center Mall. It's all rubbernecking. If you're going south, you got to stay to the far right and stay with Route 1. Got 287 still north and southbound backups by exit 2 from an earlier accident. Route 9 northbound slowing down. Coming up toward the Garden State Parkway, we've got the Parkway northbound slowing at exit 145. And leaving New Jersey, still 30 to 40 minutes at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln and Holland tunnels, 30 to 40. 78 westbound side accident. Local lanes out by exit 50. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Joel Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. Starting to simmer down, 295 is still north and southbound, backed up at exit 26 through to exit 30. We also have Cedarbrook 73 closed at Pump Ranch Road in both directions with an accident being worked on. That's in Camden County. 42 is northbound slow, 55 to 295. New Jersey fast traffic made possible by Hudson Subaru. Get pre-approved today. Call 800-687-0328. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 918 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 905. New York continues to hit Jersey where it hurts, in the wallet. Wednesday, the MTA gave thumbs up to charging commuters $15 to enter Manhattan below 60th. MTA board member David Mack was among those voting against the plan, worried about its impact on the New York economy.
My concern is a vibrant city coming out of COVID, the vacancy rate of office buildings, the major companies leaving New York.
Governor Murphy blasts the proposal, vowing to continue to fight what he calls a blatant cash grab. This portion of the news made possible by Jackson Hewitt. Why are people saying Hugh yeah to Jackson Hewitt? Find out before it's too late. Hurry into Jackson Hewitt today. We'll get an update on the forecast with Dan next.
Your daily dose of New Jersey on the go. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app, enroll in alerts, and dig into local stories, news, weather, and more. Your connection to everything Jersey.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Is it going to rain all day? Not necessarily, but things are looking wet overall across New Jersey today. Grab the umbrella. Periods of rain heavy at times. The rain will dial back and gradually shift east as we go through this afternoon. Temperatures going nowhere with highs around 50. Showers will eventually exit for good this evening. Then skies will start to clear and the wind kicks up. Lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow will be dry, sunny, and windy with gusts over 30 miles an hour. Highs tomorrow lower to mid 50s. New Jersey weather made possible by Maloof Lincoln. Rev up your search for the perfect ride at Maloof Lincoln. With a sprawling selection of new and certified pre-owned Lincolns, you're sure to find one you'll love. Don't settle for less. Head to Maloof Lincoln. Visit in person or online today at MaloofLincolnOfBrunswick.com.
48 in Newark. Edison, 46. Mount Holly is 47. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free mobile app. Get breaking news alerts sent to your phone from New Jersey 101.5.